if we are talking about organizational culture, the first thing is to be aware of these aspects. Not any role is being to be shown at every time. For example, the role of champion. This role comes up if there are ideas by the staff that I have to champion upwards. They are not in 365 days ideas that have to be championed. But if I am aware of that, and that is not something that takes a lot of time to be aware, if people are telling me something, maybe within the appraisal interview I'm doing usually, and then the one is telling me something about an idea he or she has got, then to be aware, wow, yeah, I could champion this, if this is a good idea, and work with this staff member or subordinate of how he or she could bring forward that project or idea. Then I think it's a good thing. But as I said, it is not something that has to be there 365 days a year. However, the question of role model for me personally is one of the most important ones, because my experience is that the subordinates are watching and observing at that point, and they are very sensitive of, does the middle manager do what he's claiming to do, and does he really act according to the cultural vision, for example, that he was presenting to the people or whatsoever. So maybe middle manager that starts with that process should start with the idea, okay, I'm laying a focus for a certain time on that role, and I am reflecting myself from time to time, how did I do this? How did it work? Was working? What was a failure? And what can I learn out from the good things and what was going wrong? And then it's getting more and more to something that is going automatically, like when we are driving a car. And then I can take, okay, now I'm focusing on the role of champion. And so slowly, little by little, I am in the situation that I more and more adapt all these roles and can integrate them in my person.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.